asked, why would God allow Satan to be loosed again? That's in reference to Revelation chapter 20, verse 3. That says, and cast him, Satan, into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed a little season. Again, that's Revelation chapter 20, verse 3. And the question goes, are there any scriptures that explain why God would allow Satan to be loosed again on the earth? And the short answer is no. There are no scriptures that address the question as to why. And the simple answer for that is because God doesn't have to tell us why. And there are many things that God doesn't explain. Why did God create Satan? If he knew that Satan was going to become Satan, he created him as Lucifer and the anointed cherub. And God knew what was going to happen. Why did he do that? There aren't any scriptures that explain exactly why that is. We can use reason and logic and say one thing is that God is not a heavenly dictator. He did not create us to be robots. He gave us all free will, including Satan. And if he never created anything that he knew would turn in rebellion, then he would still be a dictator. He would just be dictating that only those who follow him or only those who choose to follow him would be created. And so the question goes, well, what's the purpose of Satan being loosed again after 1,000 years? We threw him in the bottomless pit. Why not just leave him there? And it's not a bad question. I want you to understand that you send these questions in. I'm not going to chew you out for asking the questions, but I am going to answer it honestly. It's a question that every serious Bible student ought to at least think about. I think it's natural for it to come to your mind, but if not, you'll hear it from somebody else at some point. And there is, as I said, no plain statement as to why God is going to allow this to happen, allow Satan to be loosed after 1,000 years. But I'll give some thoughts on the matter because I've thought of it over a period of almost 3 decades now of Bible study. And that's why I think this is a great question, because it's one I asked very early on in my studies. And the first answer is that we don't understand the mind of God. We don't know all that he knows. We don't know his purpose, even though he's told us a lot about it. We only know what we're told, and it's very likely that we'll be told why when things wrapped up, but no sooner. In other words, when this whole thing is done, we're going to understand it, as the song says, we'll understand it better by and by. But in the meantime, we have to just trust that God is God and he has his reasons. The second part of my answer would be to look at Isaiah 14. We're told about Satan's rebellion there. And it's interesting that the Lord addresses Lucifer, by the name of Lucifer, as the power behind the kings and the princes of wicked nations in Isaiah, or Ezekiel 28, for example. It's the prince of Tyre. Here in Isaiah, it's the king of Babylon, and then later the Assyrian. And listen to what he says in Isaiah 14, verse 26. This is the purpose that is purposed upon the whole earth, and this is the hand that is stretched out upon all the nations. So that's God's purpose. He has a purpose. It's there, but we don't understand it all, and we're not told everything about, giving reasons why. So the third part of my answer is to say that God's perfect sense of justice and righteousness plays out in such a way that he will use, and there's something really amazing to think about when you think about this, he will use Satan to round up all the rebels that hate King Jesus after he's ruled for 1,000 years and brought peace to the earth. Everybody says, we want peace on earth. Most of the people who say that are the most violent people you'll meet. And at the end of the 1,000 years, he's going to round up all the rebels, and he's going to use Satan to do that. God basically lets Satan do the dirty work. Revelation chapter 20, verse 9 describes the final battle as they gather. It says, "And they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about in the beloved city, and fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them." I think one thing that helps us to realize that God doesn't let Satan loose in order to allow him to gain more victims, and that is might be what some people are concerned about. He's not going to go out and find more victims. He's going to find people who are already deceived to the extent that when Satan comes, they will buy his deception and be destroyed. One passage that I'm reminded of is Titus 3:3 says, "For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving diverse lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another." That described us before we were saved. And so these are people who are simply not believers. They don't love the Lord Jesus Christ. They're rebels at heart. Satan only deceives those who want to be deceived. This has been something like when I've talked to people in cults. Kind of heartbreaking when you see all these people stuck in the Jehovah's Witnesses and the Mormons and all these cults. The Catholic Church and its cult of sacramentalism and Mariolatry and papal worship and all that. But those people don't want the truth. They have it in America, for example. Anybody can pick up a King James Bible and get the truth. That certainly would explain why God puts Satan to use one last time at the end of the millennium.